Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 4th of April, recording at 8:04 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on another interesting day. Stock markets generally quite firm. A number of European and also Asian stock market indices hitting new highs for the year. That's probably important. Government bonds, steadier for a change. Some of them are near areas of prior support where we would expect at least a dead cat bounce from bond prices, that is. Now, the US dollar, still range-bound, but weaker within that range in here today. And as I speak, the US dollar index is down 20 ticks to 82.95. Metals. Gangbusters today. The industrial metals just surged. The latest off the lows, or off a lower side of a range, one of the laggards, zinc, shot up here, I think $245 today. Big upward dynamic. And the others are all strong. Gold and silver joined the party, with upside breakouts from the recent trading ranges. I picked up a little more of both in here, having botched some earlier silver trading in the week. And what else to mention? Crude oil, now one of the few commodities that has not had an up day. It's still unwinding the end of the Iranian hostage crisis regarding the British 15 British Navy personnel. Crude is down today. I don't think we're going to see it go much lower, though, because it's currently down 25 cents at 64.39. It was about 80 cents lower than that at one stage. And I notice that gasoline is romping in here, up 8.73 to 210.50. Now, interestingly, the grains and beans were mostly firm. We had corn, which, remember, had been hammered earlier in the week. That saw at least a partial bounce back today, as did wheat and as did oats. Soybeans, which held up best, actually closing down slightly on the day. And that gold move, just if I hadn't, I don't think I mentioned that, but gold's up $10 at 674 as I speak. And so again, very firm action all around. So what's going on here? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, all the evidence really since mid, well, even before mid-March, has suggested that this was just a bigger reaction as I had described it. Not anything worse than that, as it was often described elsewhere. Now, with these markets moving upwards and consolidating gains, now pushing through to new high ground, and the stock market indices that moved through to new high ground earlier on have held those gains, and now really over half of the major markets that we look at have pushed through to new highs for the year. Now, laggards, I think the UK is a little bit behind in those stakes. Wall Street is a bit behind in those stakes. Japan is behind in those stakes. India is well behind in those stakes. But the action is sufficiently good overall to be reaffirming the overall upward trends. So what could go wrong in here? Well, these are nervous times, people fretting about the U.S. economy. I don't think this is going to go seriously wrong, but if it does, we'll see some sharp downward dynamics, and we will break the rising lows that we have seen since the early March lows. But until or unless that happens here, we're certainly going to give the upside the benefit of the doubt. And what's leading in here? Well, Owen posted some information on sectors, which is certainly interesting today. And you'll see resources right up there And I just don't think people can believe, I can't believe the strength of some of these metal prices that we're seeing in here. Copper had another big day in here today. And it wasn't all that long ago that we were hearing a great deal about how incredibly weak copper was, or copper had a big setback, but it's now regained well over half of that move on the downside, and it's just been a powerful rise every week. It's been pushing higher in here. Nickel still hitting new all-time highs. So this is just terrific, needless to say, for the earnings of these shares. Very interesting development, which I noticed also on the chart, and I hadn't looked at it for a couple of days, but Cameco broke up out of its trading range. That's a very big trading range, and that looks extremely interesting, being the biggest of the uranium producers. And what else to mention? Well, again, the bulls have won the day. Government bonds. We had gilts go slightly below their. They're talking about prices now. Gilts moved slightly below their previous lows for the year before steadying up a little bit. The Australian government bond prices, the bunds, euro bunds, all testing their lows, where we would expect a little bit of steadying to take place. But I don't think we're going to get any big move on the upside by government bond prices. And a problem for later on, whether it's this year or next year or even further out, problem is going to be these rising long-dated government bond yields. I've been saying really since June 2003 that that was the end of a big super cycle bull phase for long-dated government bonds, and all the technical evidence, without exception, backs that view. But really, in terms of yields, if I switch to yields, talk about the long-dated government bond yields, and they're all in varying stages of base development prior to upward breaks. So in terms of prices, of course, the converse, we're looking at big extended top formations that will eventually push prices lower, yields higher. That will eventually become a problem for stock markets. It could become a problem for central bankers, will force their hand in here. But that's down the road somewhere ahead. Let's make hay while the sun shines, to coin a phrase. Still a bullish environment here for global equities. Now, I've already mentioned the resources. That will be one of the problems as well, in addition to those rising long-dated government bond yields, and the two are related, of course. We normally have strong demand for resources, certainly for industrial resources, when the global economy is synchronized in a period of expansion, as is the case today. But when you get so many big countries with previously moribund economies, as I've said on so many occasions, all going for it with in terms of getting their capitalist acts together, and China and India's middle classes developing extremely rapidly, the whole Asian region booming unbelievably, parts of Central and South America, most of Central and South America, if not all of it, doing vastly better than they've done for years, partly because of the resources boom. And this is just leading to more demand on all of these resources, which is pushing prices prices higher. And nowhere more than among the industrial metals. Precious metals, they haven't really begun to reflect their potential in terms of investments or alternative strong currencies, their monetary value, in other words. That's what I'm trying to say. They've had a good 5, 6 years, but I'm saying that in terms of the amount of money that's been printed and that's sloshing around the system, their moves on the upside have been relatively sedated sedate, relatively sedate. I need to be sedated at this stage. Long day, weary. So you follow the drift here that the moves on the upside and the precious metals have been sedate to date relative to their potential. Got it right that time. And quit while I'm ahead. Crude oil, also part of that resources boom, but it doesn't have the same degree of supply and elasticity that we see for the metals. So it will be a more gradual move on the upside. And when it does push sharply higher, though, again, that will cause some problems for central bankers and for stock markets. But that's not the problem today. So again, repeat that message. Let's enjoy what we have right now. Exciting times. And that's it for another day. All the best to all of you.